star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches or student athletes this morning, we'll work those in as quickly as we can. We now are joined on the call by senior offensive lineman Nick Virgos of the University of Richmond. Nick, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, before we talk about your upcoming game, give us your impressions on what went so well. The offense obviously put 39 points on the board in the victory over North Carolina A&T. From your perspective, what went well on Saturday?
This whole year we've overcome adversity on offense. Second game of the year we lose Gordon Collins to an ACL. The sixth game, I believe, we lose Xavier Goodall to an ACL. And then in the final regular season game, we lose Kyle Willetta to an ACL. And there were a lot of question marks coming into the game on Saturday. We all knew we could rally behind Kevin. He knows how to run the offense. He knows how to run the show. We had the most confidence in him. And as you can see on the scoreboard, we were able to put up 39 points. And we actually left some points on the field.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Fairbank with the American Sports Network.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How do you think Kevin played? How did he practice last week? And what does he provide you guys, both athletically and kind of competitively and from a leadership standpoint?
I think Kevin's probably been the best, maybe, scout team quarterback the past 12 weeks of the season. And this week we asked him to be our starting quarterback. And he has an unbelievable arm, maybe the best arm out of all our quarterbacks. So we know he can run the offense to its full potential efficiency, you could say. He knows how to run the checks, to run the schemes. He went, I think, 15 of 21 passing, very efficient. He had a 21 yard per completion, which is, I think, maybe the best of the year, 16 explosives. He's able to get us into the best looks, run and pass. I think as he practiced Tuesday through Thursday, he got better and better every day. And as you can see on Saturday, he had a great performance.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Nick, when you look at North Dakota, stopping a run is their specialty. I think it's about 91 yards a game they give up on the ground. What's the challenge there? What do you see from those guys?
The first thing I looked at when we found out North Dakota was our opponent is they haven't played in a football game since our Delaware game. That's a long time to be sitting around practicing, kind of waiting for an opponent. And when we turned on the film last night, we saw a lot of stunning, a lot of angling, some blitzes. And I think with our schemes and our mid-zone running, we could be able to gap all that up and maybe even gash it. I'll break down more film today to watch some other games. But they do look physical. They look fast. They play. We watched one game when they were playing at home in their dome, and they looked probably their best out of the games I've watched so far.
Hey, what do you think of that dome, and if maybe the Fargo Dome experience will help you guys Saturday?
The biggest difference between this dome and the Fargo Dome is North Dakota's dome does not have seating in the end zones. It's probably not as claustrophobic as an environment, maybe not as loud. But the facility seems to be top-notch, as we've seen on film so far.
One last one, if I might. Trowell's really come on for you guys as a kicker, and the feeling in the offense maybe as you guys get down in the red zone, knowing you can get some points from him.
As I said earlier, we left some points, some touchdowns on the field, but knowing when you have a first-team all-conference kicker backing you up, those chip shots between 30 and 42 yards, you know, there's a high success rate. And with the ability to score touchdowns and then maybe have a few penalties, which were our biggest problems on Saturday, and have a kicker be able to come in and knock them through the pipes, that's a big confidence booster.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick, before I let you go, you touched on in your open about all the adversity that your team's been through, whether it be at the running back position and then losing Kyle in the William and Mary game. As an offensive line, how important has the cohesion of your line been in trying to let whoever's at running back or who's ever at quarterback that you guys got to have their back and are clearing the way for them?
Luckily, we've been relatively healthy in the offensive line thus far this year, as well as we were last year, knock on wood. But no matter who's back there at quarterback, he knows that we have his back and he has ours. We're gonna basically set it up to have ourselves in the best protection, the best run scheme. As long as we execute, there's nothing that can stop us offensively.
All right, Nick, thanks for your time and joining us here today. Good luck out at North Dakota. And like I said, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule today.
No, thank you.
All right, thank you.